This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to Saturday's protest in Memphis, Tennessee, against the beating death of 29-year-old Tyre Nichols after video of his fatal encounter with police was released on Friday. Also Saturday, the Memphis Police Department announced it has disbanded the special unit whose officers attacked Nichols January 7th. The special unit was formed in 2021 as a way of policing crime-ridden areas. Critics say such specialized teams can be prone to abusive tactics. Protester Trinity Williams explained why she came out to demonstrate.
There's been too many times where my people, so many other impoverished communities have been targeted and abused, and it's not right. This is supposed to be a system that protects us, that provides safety for us, but instead it's killing us, murdering us, innocent lives who just began their adulthood. So this isn't fair.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced a series of punitive steps against the Palestinians, including plans to beef up Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank in response to a pair of shooting attacks that killed 7 Israelis and wounded 5 others. The announcement cast a cloud over a visit next week by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. It's also threatened to further raise tensions following one of the bloodiest months in the West Bank and East Jerusalem in several years. Netanyahu's security cabinet approved the measures in the wake of a pair of shootings, including an attack outside a synagogue in which 7 people were killed. An earthquake with a magnitude of 5.9 struck northwest Iran near the border with Turkey on Saturday, killing at least 2 people and injuring dozens, according to Iranian media. State media said rescue teams were dispatched to the area in Iran's West Azerbaijan province and hospitals were put on alert. This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield said Saturday that the U.S. has pledged $2.4 billion in aid to the Horn of Africa to help alleviate famine in the region. She spoke at a news conference in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, where she's visiting.
The figure for the region, for the Horn, is about $2.4 billion. So we have successfully helped this region avoid famine.
Thomas Greenfield called on the international community to contribute more, saying the United States cannot do it alone. Former U.S. President Donald Trump hit the campaign trail on Saturday for the first time since announcing his bid to reclaim the White House in 2024, visiting 2 early voting states and brushing aside criticism that his run was off to a slow start. At his second stop in Columbia, South Carolina, he announced that Governor Henry McMaster and U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, both of South Carolina, will lead his campaign in that state. Earlier in the day, he spoke in the northeastern state of New Hampshire at the Republican Party's annual meeting in Salem.
First trip back to New Hampshire. This is about the beginning, you know. This is it. We're starting. We're starting right here as a candidate for president. And you've probably seen the polls. We're really doing great.
New Hampshire and South Carolina are among the first 4 states to hold presidential nominating contests, giving them outsized influence as candidates jockey for position. A U.S. government mobile app called CBP One, meant for migrants seeking asylum in the United States, has been overwhelmed since it was introduced on January 12th. Gustavo Banda, director of one of Mexico's largest shelters in Tijuana, said in the first 2 weeks, only 2 of more than 1,000 migrants got appointments to further their asylum requests. New appointments are made available daily, but users frequently encounter a variety of error messages. Many can't log in, others get a date, but the screen freezes before the final confirmation. The quest for an appointment has become a daily ritual at the Tijuana shelter. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol schedules appointments up to 2 weeks in advance. When asked by AP, it declined to say how many people are getting those appointments. Peru's embattled president Dina Boluarte on Saturday urged lawmakers to find a way out of a deepening political crisis by agreeing to snap elections in December, just hours after Congress voted against the idea. In the early hours of Saturday, lawmakers had rejected her request to move elections forward to December, despite weeks of political protests. More on this at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.